Wellness begins where play, pleasure, and the parasympathetic meet. You were born to be you, and you were born to be well. Your body is always trying to find its way back to health. Now, here's the host of Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith.
Hello, my friends. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. You are here with Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith, your witchy doctor, your change advocate. We are on the Inspired Choices Network because we like to inspire people. I am here with my guest today, Jared Lim, a friend of mine. We are consciously creating while creating consciousness. Jared Lim is a world-class, really phenomenal business coach, businessman, and you know, we don't think about business from a standpoint of healing. And this podcast is about healing, but I feel that Jared combines healing with business. And we live in a world where business is somehow separate from life. And yet we're spending so much time in our businesses, doing businesses, that it is our life. And so we need to have the proper clarity and alignment for life goals, values, so that business comes out of us, if you will. It becomes a reflection of your life force rather than sucking the life force out of you. And I feel that's really what Jared aspires to do and does in his running of businesses and coaching people. So welcome to the podcast today, Jared.
Thank you, Dr. Tina. I'm really glad to be here.
Yeah. I want to start with, because we are about healing and business, I want you align yourself with shamanic healing. You align yourself with really deep consciousness raising and getting in tune with our inner selves. You spend a lot of time in that coaching world. And simultaneously, you're in the business world. So I guess I want to start with your own story. Like, what came first? Did you need the coaching and you found the coaching? Or did business come first and then you were being drained and so you found the coaching? Like, tell us a little bit about your story of how coaching came to be a part of who you are.
Sure. Well, definitely the business came first. Like my entrepreneurial journey started first. My first business was a franchise company, actually, and it was in the home service painting industry. But what really enrolled me into joining that franchise was they really presented themselves, and really the mission and ethos of that company was that they were an entrepreneurial and leadership development company that used painting as a tool to develop young entrepreneurs. And so
it's nice.
Yeah. It was really incredible. That's where I really learned a lot of the foundation of what I still teach my clients today, because a lot of small business owners get into business just kind of organically. They have something they want to create, or they're really good at something that they've worked in a job, so they decide to become self-employed. But they never actually learn the foundations, the foundational skills and systems of how to build a business effectively. And a lot of that I learned back in that franchise. And so pretty quickly out of university, like within a year, I was in that business. I did quite well. I broke the record for the largest franchise in BC history for that organization.
Wow.
And I had...
Did you do any painting on the side?
No, I actually never learned how to paint. So that was another thing, is because I never learned how to paint, it forced me, unlike some of the other franchisees who did know how to paint, it forced me to solve my problems through like people and spending money effectively to do it, versus just taking that path that some of my colleagues would have done, which is, oh, the easy path is just to jump in and solve the problems myself and hop on the brush. So yeah, it forced me to actually learn how to lead at a high level young, because I had to.
Right.
And yeah, through that experience, I created a lot of freedom. Like I was in my final, I was with that franchise company for about 3 years. I had a franchise. And in that final year, I didn't have to work much. I had a team of over 20 full-time team members, and I was working maybe 10 to 20 hours a week, and the company was
Wow.
growing. But
So what
as
made
you,
you,
yeah, what
go
were you going to
ahead.
say?
I was going to ask, what made you move on? What made you not just
Yeah.
continue to grow it?
So as you kind of alluded to it at the beginning, or you kind of had a hypothesis around it, but yeah, I basically built what I thought I wanted. I'd built what I hit my goals. I had achieved what I thought my what success was at that time in my life, and I just wasn't happy. I felt burnt out. I didn't feel fulfilled. I felt kind of disappointed. And oh, I was like, okay, I achieved what I set out to do. I worked really hard for the last 3 years, and I still feel like really empty inside. And like I had this moment where I felt like, I felt that if I was to kind of lose the like kind of the financial success to that, I mean at that age and that level, that level of financial success, my business, kind of the credibility and everything I'd built within that franchise, I felt like if all of that was gone, I felt like I was still that same scared little boy I was back in high school. And that's what really, that was like a wake-up call for me. And so I essentially decided to sell everything I owned essentially, and just travel the world for about 18 months. I took off as I went on, and that was the beginning of my spiritual journey as well.
Interesting. So I want to just stop for one second
Sure.
to all my listeners and yourself, because it's really funny for me as a physician. You've tapped on, like, I went to school to be a physician. I didn't learn how to run a business, and then I was stuck running a business, right? And I was just positioning, trying to run the business. So it's really funny that it parallels, right? And my life ebbs and flows with, like, when I felt on the top of the game and when I felt low, right? But I never took the time to take a pause, right? I didn't know how you could take a pause to regroup, right? And I'm actually at a stage in my life. I have a email about to go out saying, oh, my lease is changing. I'm gonna take a pause. I've never done this in my life, right? And so I want to commend you for and celebrate you for recognizing that life is hills and valleys at a young age, and that taking pauses is beautiful, right? And it is part of the journey. When we think about even going from grade one to grade two to grade three to grade four, we take summer breaks, we take Christmas breaks, and I have a whole issue with the education system and all that, but pausing is healing. Our bodies go to sleep every night. And if we don't sleep, we actually don't heal to live better the next day. And so I just really want to celebrate that you hit a wall and you just didn't keep hitting your head against the wall. You took a freaking break.
Well, I did for about a year, and then I was like, okay, I need to do something different.
All right, so you traveled the world. Is that, I know that you have a connection with shamans in South America. Was it on this trip or did that come later?
It was on that trip.
Okay.
So
So how'd you
basically,
end up there? Let's go. Let's keep
yeah.
going.
Well, while I was building my business, I was very like my main motivation was money and success in the material, like in that like kind of material business realm. And so what I did start doing during those 3 years was like heavily investing into personal development. And so I went through a lot of
Even as
different
you were
work.
working.
While I was working, I did a lot of
Excellent.
personal development work with several different companies, which was really powerful. Initially, I did it because I wanted to make more money, but what it really started to teach me was more about kind of my blind spots when it came to things like self-love and spirituality and relationships and that side of things. And one of the things that came out of that was a guest facilitator at one of the retreats I was at. It was actually Satya and Raja, who is our shared mentor.
Yeah.
And during one of his workshops, he just mentioned the word ayahuasca. Because he was going to be doing a spiritual adventure tour to Peru the next year, and he just briefly talked about it, but it stood out to me. It really called to me, and so when I decided to travel, I was going to be going and spending a year of that time in South America, which is the home of is the Amazon is the home of
Right.
ayahuasca. That was what put that on my mind. And through long story short, through connections, because at the time it was like, okay, who do I go and work with? Because I'd heard horror stories of people choosing the wrong shamans, the
Yeah,
wrong retreat
it's a
centers to go
dangerous
to.
drug if you don't know who you're with. Right.
So, but I got a very strong connection. It was very synchronistic. I won't tell the whole story right now, but I got a strong recommendation to go to a retreat center called Spirit Quest Sanctuary, which was run by Don Howard, who is more known for Wachuma. He's one of the he has passed away now, but he was one of the kind of most renowned and respected Wachumeros of our time. And so yeah, I basically about halfway through my journey in South America, I was making my way to Peru. So I spent 2 weeks in the jungle with at Spirit Quest Sanctuary, working with Don Howard, and it was a week-long ayahuasca retreat. So 4 ayahuasca ceremonies, and then followed by a week-long Wachuma retreat. And up to this point, I'd never heard of Wachuma. Ayahuasca, especially today, is a lot more known. But the my main medicine that I work with now is actually Wachuma or San Pedro cactus. And it was only because I went to that retreat center and Don Howard was his medicine was Wachuma that I was introduced to that. And that was what really opened me up, I would say. And
So, can you describe our listeners? Probably are all over the map. Some people have heard of ayahuasca and Pachuma. Some people have not even heard of the word plant medicine.
sure.
They don't know what a shaman is. I find it interesting, even I think of shamans as indigenous people, the experts. And I know there's lots of sort of Americans that do it now and lead it, or Europeans or Caribbean, whatever. But it is native to the Amazon. You hear the name Don Howard, that sounds very Anglican. So, is he of indigenous background? Is he of more Anglican European background? How does he run? How does a retreat run? What is plant medicine? Let's open up. We're actually, you know what? This is a perfect time. We have just a few minutes to break. So let's just go into, if you have a 2 week break, 2 week retreat, and you're doing multiple ceremonies, let's just briefly in a minute explain to people kind of what you mean by doing it and not. And then when we come back from break, let's dive into talking about the medicine. Does that sound like a great idea?
Sure. Can you just clarify what you want me to talk about now for the next
Just we
minute?
have about a minute. So when you say that it's 2 weeks, but you do ceremonies,
Yeah.
that means like one day there's a ceremony and
Oh,
one
sure.
day.
Yeah, so typically it would be around it would normally be a ceremony day and then an inter like a rest day and then a ceremony day, then a rest day. That's typical. So for example, that retreat was 7 main ceremonies over about 15 days. So about a
Got it.
ceremony every 2 days.
Right. And so for our listeners, when you take plant medicine, typically there is a time where you very much are in your brain going inward and having visions. Yes, I've done minuscule amounts of things like that, but.
Yeah, so the actual experience and also the actual ceremony is going to differ based on the medicine that you're working with and based
Great.
on the lineage and the and that sh that shaman's lineage.
I
Yeah.
love it. So we're going to come back and we're going to talk about that when we come back from
Sure.
break. We're going to take our first break so our listeners can get their bio break. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. We talk about all things healing, unique journeys to healing, and healing through play. Play is the way our body heals itself. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. Just a reminder, if you like us, please subscribe and please share us with your friends and let us go to our first break.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is your healing playground with Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, my friends. You are listening once again to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, your witchy doctor and change advocate, and all things healing. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. We are with Mr. Jared Lim today. He is consciously creating CEOs for business 3.0. Just as I want to bring medicine 3.0, he wants to bring business 3.0 to the world. And, you know, Jared told us in part one all about, you know, he went to school, he went to university, he got his first job, and he rocked it. He was doing great in running a franchise, building a business. And after 3 years, it was like, is this it? What else is there? Am I going to do this for the rest of my life? And he went on a journey. He went on a journey, and it took him around the world, and it took him to South America, and he discovered plant medicine and shamans and indigenous healing techniques. And we're going to talk about, I'll tell you, for me as a Western healer, I want to know more about the shamanic journey and what they do and these ancient practices that have been with us for thousands of years. Healing is, you know, people have needed healings for thousands and thousands of years. And Western medicine is one branch of healing. And shamanism, we're finding, has a lot of healing modalities that we need to study, learn, use, not for everybody, but for somebody's, right? So Jared was quite young at the time, and he found this himself on the spiritual journey in South America with a renowned Don Howard was his teacher. And I know he's worked, what was the name of your the retreat center? Because you continue to work with that retreat center, correct?
Spirit Quest Sanctuary. I went there three times between 2015 and 2019. Plus I went down once and participated in Don Howard's pilgrimage on his final Wuchuma pilgrimage, which I can maybe talk about a little bit after to not go off topic. But I haven't been to Spirit Quest since Don Howard passed away, but his daughter still runs it, his daughter Silva. So it is still the place that I recommend to people if they're going to go down and work with medicine. Now I more go and work with one of Don Howard's apprentices, Don Martin, when that's where myself and my two partners run an annual Wuchuma pilgrimage in Peru. Excellent.
Oh, it's going to be annual, so I can go again. I'm
You
excited.
can.
I didn't get to go in
We already
September.
set it up again for next year, same dates in September.
Got it. Okay. So let's go back to your first time that you're going there, and
Sure.
you're newly taking this break from business and all that, and you go and you're traveling, which in and of itself is probably healing to a young person to leave America and get
Oh yeah.
a live on your own, and every country's different, right? That in and of itself probably had some, eye-opening healing stuff for who you are as a human, right?
Yeah,
And how you
travel
do
has definitely
life.
been one of my most powerful medicines that I've had for myself. That was actually my second 1 year, full year time spent abroad.
Oh,
So I
excellent.
did 2010, I spent a year abroad, and then this was 2015. So yeah, travel has definitely been a big part of my life journey as well, and my healing journey.
So, in one or two sentences, what would you tell our listeners is healing about travel? And I agree with you. It really does touch the soul, right? So, what do you think it does? What does it do for you?
Well, for me personally, on that trip in particular, it was really healing to be able to, because with the franchise, one thing was it was a bit of an unhealthy dynamic where myself and others who were the top performers were almost like we were put on pedestals, and like it was just not good for the ego. And so it was really healing to just show up at a hostel or in at an at some sort of tour or something, and just be me and just learn to build my confidence from the inside out versus how I'd gone about it before, which was building my confidence from the outside in through external validation. So that's one thing. But yeah, just the different cultures and meeting different people and getting new perspectives, and the freedom of just being able to wake up every day and choose what do I want to do today.
There's so many ways to make a life, right? And in the Western world, I always what came to me when I was on my last trip, always be churning. Right? Wake up, breathe, go to work, wake up, breathe, go to work. And it becomes very routinized. And there's a lot of variety in the way we can do life. So travel does it. I love it. I love the fact that you said you're kind of a nobody in a hostel and you have to choose what to do each day and choose who you like in the hostel, or are you going to be alone? And that's great. And then you got involved in these pilgrimages. So let's talk a little bit about what happens when you go on a retreat of this sort and how sh the shamans run these things.
I'll start by talking about just a standard retreat, at least in the sense of what I've experienced, and then I can talk about the pilgrimage, which is different. But with at Spirit Quest, which is the only ayahuasca, which I'm a cent like a center I've worked with, and that's the place I highly recommend if someone's curious and interested, or not even curious, but I would say feeling a calling. I think it is important with these medicines. I think, especially with it becoming a lot of like very popularized nowadays, that a lot of people are going down, and it's like the ayahuasca tourism, and they're just like kind of just doing it for the sake of doing it, or doing it because they want to try it or whatever. I mean, just my personal opinion and experience, I like with these medicines, even for me, I go through years where I don't work with them because I don't feel a calling. So I do feel, and I believe it's been the same way from what I've heard through my teachers, is like for thousands of years, it's been a calling to these medicines.
Interesting.
But if someone does feel a calling, Spirit Quest is somewhere I strongly recommend if you don't have somewhere else to go to. But the way that it works there is, so Don Howard runs the retreat center. He's the Wachumero, so he's the kind of the master maestro guide, shamanic guide when it comes to the Wachuma ceremonies. But we always start with ayahuasca, and Don Howard, and a lot of retreat centers down there nowadays will, if they work with both, it's starting with ayahuasca and then working with Wachuma after. So ayahuasca, from a shamanic perspective, is more working on the lower shamanic lower world, and it does a lot of, I mean, as if you know anything about ayahuasca, a lot of people, what they think of is the
Purge.
purging and like the deep kind of that deep cleansing and healing. work that comes with ayahuasca. And so in the tradition of, so Don Robert is the ayahuascaro curandero down in at Spirit Quest. And he's actually like, so he started apprenticing when he was 12 years old. And,
wow.
And so that's another thing. A lot of Westerners now today, it's like they have a powerful experience themselves. And then all of a sudden they want to be a shaman and they want to start guiding people and taking people into ceremony, which, I mean,
not the way
if you go back, if you go back to like tradition, like Don Robert, it was, I think he apprenticed for 10 years before, like 10 years every month in ceremony before he actually guided his own.
So but it's kind of like doing a doctor residency.
Exactly.
Fellowship. These are the healers of the past. And that's
exactly
how even physicians before we had these medical schools, you know, you used to apprentice yourself to an expert. Right. So that's interesting.
Yeah, so that's what they are, healers and spiritual guides, essentially. And so Don Robert, when I was there, was already in his 70s, I believe. So he'd been doing this for like 60 years.
Wow.
And so the way that the setup for the ayahuasca ceremonies is in that tradition is it's done in the evenings. So you usually go to the maloko, or the center where we're going, or the area, the structure that we're going to be conducting ceremony within. We're usually in a circle, and we take turns drinking the medicine. And again, this is happening around maybe 7 p.m. and it goes through the evening. And so the ayahuasca ceremonies are very internal. So you're typically sitting, you're on your own, you're not talking to other people, you're not kind of engaging with other people, you're on your own journey. And it goes through the evening. The shaman, Don Howard is there supporting as well, but they're singing ikaros, so basically like medicine songs, and helping to guide the medicine. And then Don Robert will be there to, if somebody needs support or if somebody is going through something, he's there to support. But it's a very internal journey. So with ayahuasca, it can be very visual. It's not always. It often is very purgatory, very cleansing. Definitely in most cases, and for myself, it's very emotionally healing, a lot of like very energetically purifying. And every ceremony I've ever had has been very different. I've had ceremonies that have been just like showing me the most loving, beautiful, like the most beautiful, like I felt like I was just like holding on for dear life, almost on like a sleigh ride of like love and like beauty and everything. And then I've also gone to like absolute hell realms as well. And so I feel the medicine gives you what you need. A key part of medicine work is traditionally having an intention. So coming into it with an intention. And then, but then oftentimes the medicine takes you to that intention in a way that you might not have.
You get what you need, not what you want.
Yeah, exactly. So the biggest thing for me, that first work with ayahuasca was really about self. It was around self-love and healing, and then coming out of it, rebuilding a lot of my relationships, getting a lot of clarity in my career path and such, which I can go into in a little bit. But that was my first kind of deep dive into medicine work, and then that was followed by a week of working with San Pedro Cactus or with Wachuma following that.
We're going to talk about that after break.
Okay.
So let's just summarize as we go to break. So ayahuasca really is probably a more of a cleansing ritual, dealing with body stuff, emotional, energetic stuff, but there is potentially binging and purging physical stuff. And there's a lot of release. Is that what I'm hearing?
Definitely. And to be clear, ayahuasca is like, it does more of that, but it also can be very visionary, and it can give you like definitely go into higher states of consciousness. Whereas Wachuma can also do like the purifying and all of that, but it's more of like an upper world, higher consciousness.
So there's, they generally kind of like medicines, they have their standards, but everybody has their own unique side effects or health benefits. Some people things work better for them or do it they have different responses to a medicine in a sense. It's always unique.
Yeah.
And every time you do it, it's different, correct?
Yeah. Every ceremony
You
I've
don't
ever
go
done has
back
been
to the
different.
same, do you ever go back to the same visions that you had before? Because the body knows you were kind of on ayahuasca last time and this is where you go again.
Yeah, there can definitely be similarities. But yeah, I've never had every ceremony whether it's with ayahuasca, wachuma, psilocybin, every ceremony has been different for me
Different.
at least.
Interesting. All right. We're going to take a break. Remember, you are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Cooper Smith. I believe in all unique healing journeys using a multitude of techniques for healing. All of them really do are can have evidence behind them. It's not willy-nilly. And we are on the Inspired Choices Network. We are with Jared Lynn, Conscious CEO Coach. And we will be right back.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Cooper Smith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness because you are your best healer.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Hello, my friends. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am Dr. Tina Coopersmith. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. I want to let you know I will be having a masterclass on November 5th, the ABCs and CBAs of wellness and creating your life, alive, breathe, connect, and conceive, believe, achieve. So check out my links to get a seat at the free masterclass. We are with Jared Lynn today. He is a coach to basically to corporations to build business 3.0, to have conscious CEOs creating conscious businesses. And we were talking before the break about his spiritual journey, his break that he's taken first after his first real break. Was after 3 years of running a successful franchise. He's had numerous experiences since. He did a quest with known, renowned, well-respected, and well-experienced shamans in South America, first with ayahuasca, and then I don't even know how to say the other one. Remind me how to say
Pancha. Wachuma or San
Wachuma.
Pedro cactus.
I always get it wrong. Okay, the cactus. Yes, I've always heard cactus. So give us a little bit about the cactus. And then what I really would like to ask is, how has your spiritual growth and journey using plant medicines, as well as you and I know each other from accelerated evolution and consciousness raising, deepening practices to really understand life from a different realm, in a sense. How has that affected your life, your health, and your career? And how do you incorporate that so business owners become business leaders and business 3.0, right? How do we raise the consciousness of the planet so capitalism doesn't destroy the planet and we heal?
Okay. Yeah. So,
big question.
I'll start with the beginning and then feel free to guide me if you want me to go in a direction. But yeah, just briefly on Wachuma. So whereas ayahuasca is a vine that grows in the Amazon jungle, Wachuma, and it has been used for healing for thousands of years in the Amazon, Wachuma or San Pedro cactus is a cactus that grows in the Andes and the coast of Peru. So in the mountains and on the coast. And it has been used for thousands of years for healing and higher consciousness work in the Andes. And so just briefly, whereas I said ayahuasca is very purgatory, very inward focused, done at night, at least in the tradition that I've worked with it, with Wachuma in the tradition I've worked with it, with Don Howard and Don Martin, it's a very different experience. It's very complementary, especially after working with ayahuasca in the same sequence, because then you're already kind of very purified. But with Wachuma, we usually drink it in the daytime. So usually 10 a.m. and it lasts for about 12 hours, eight to 12 hours. And it continues to come in waves and peak throughout the day. And it's very much, it's definitely can be very internal and you can definitely have very inner journeys, but it's also a lot more external and you're very connected to nature. You're very connected to the setting and the energy of what's around you. And it's very known for, very connected, getting you out of your head, into your heart, clarity, whereas other medicine, plant medicines can be kind of more confusing. Wachuma is very, you're very clear. You're very connected to your heart. It can also be very, very healing. It is known to be more of an upper world, like it bringing you into those higher realms.
Got it. The connection to everything else.
Yeah. Like Don Howard at one point basically shared that in his opinion, Wachuma was the greatest tool one of the greatest tools that humans had to just directly, essentially meet and connect with God. Even with like, just to be able to, if done in the right context, to drink this medicine and really just connect with God in a very deep way. And so, even someone who has never had that relation, even someone who's never had that relationship before. So I did a set of those. That medicine really connected with me. And so now one of the main offerings that I offer today is actually built off of what Don Howard did for 20 years. So I basically did that retreat and then found out about his pilgrimage that he did for 20 years, where he basically took people to 4 to 5 different sacred sites across Peru on a journey where you basically travel by bus to these different sacred sites where for hundreds of thousands of years, the indigenous the ancestors there would have been working with this medicine at a very high level. The predominant place that he took us to and that now I take people to once a year is called Chavín. And this was a culture that that 3,500 years ago was the first civilization of the Andes. So it's considered the cradle of Andean civilization. And a big part of the culture was medicine work, specifically Wachuma. And people would pilgrimage from the Amazon, from the northern Andes, the southern Andes, from the coast, all over to come and work with the medicine and get guidance at this center called Chavín. And this happened for about 1,000 years, from about 2,500 BC to about 1500 BC. And there's no known, like they didn't have any defensive structures that they've seen. They didn't have any items of war. So it's known to be believed it was about 1,000 years of peace.
Wow.
And so they really, I've been there, I've worked with the medicine there. You can feel there that they really knew what they were doing and worked with this medicine at a very high level. And so Don Howard basically kind of brought the Chavín Renaissance to fruition and basically built a lot of what he did around that Chavín culture.
So tell me and tell our listeners, right, you've gone through this, it's helped you, you've connected to a deeper part of you, no longer needing the external validation, having more of the internal confidence. You also have the daily practices that we have all learned with accelerated evolution. How do you bring these lessons and this brilliance into business? How do you help business owners and business people working in business? How do they incorporate what they've either learned on a journey or learned through you that you've learned on a journey? Sure. How do we incorporate that to make, I don't know, business 3.0 a more compassionate human, so we're not killing people going to business every day, right?
Sure. Yeah, so I mean, I can start briefly with like just how it for me and my business career to start, and then how I bring that into my coaching. But for me, one of the big things was I came home and I basically was just very clear that I never wanted to work a day in my life again. And maybe I was a bit extreme at that time, but like that was kind of where I was at. Like,
that's normal.
But like where I was just work, like where I wasn't feeling an alignment and an integrity with the work that I was doing. And at that time I was like, okay, what I want to do next, I want to make sure that it actually is for the good of all. And it actually is that's what got me into like social enterprise and an interest in social business. So a few months later joined as a partner in a startup that was a social enterprise, just because of time. I won't get into all the details with that, but I was there for about 5 years and learned more about social business, building business, not just for profit, but also for purpose and planet. And so I've brought that into a lot of what I do, is just bringing more of the value-driven, mission-driven business. So that's one thing I definitely start with, is like really aligning with a clear mission and values, and not just to put up on the wall, but actually to integrate and live within a business.
So every business should really have a deep purpose, a why, which is Viktor Frankl's concept of people survive if there's a why.
Here to say that every business needs to run their business that way, but that's how I get a lot more fulfillment. And I believe that if more businesses were aligned with the good of all people and the good of the planet, I think that we'd be in a better place. So, Wachuma has really helped me get clear on like what I'm here to do. So like the last pilgrimage that we just guided, I just got back a month ago, the last ceremony, I got like a very clear download of like my dharmic purpose, what I'm meant to be doing for the next 20 plus years. And that, I'm sure that I'll get more clarity and that'll evolve over time. But but because I'm clear, it's just like I'm going to work on those things. And and then on the part of AE, a big part of what Don Howard always stressed was to not make it like the experience itself in the medicine is not the end in itself. It's a means to the end. Sure, some of the healing happens in that moment, but making it a means to an end, and the actual end is how do you actually change your life in a beneficial way coming out of these journeys? And and that's the integration piece. And that's where he would talk about how, yes, you're in the medicine for a day, but the integration is going to be for the next weeks, months, and sometimes a lifetime. And that's where the accelerated evolution work that we both share has really supported in being able to have these lessons, go through this healing, and then be able to, on a daily basis, actually integrate what we learn through these powerful modalities, and to heal and to like intentionally continue that healing journey. I believe there's the mission, values, like alignment, I think like integrity piece to business. But then the other thing that I really believe when it comes to entrepreneurship is that our businesses are really simply and our life is a reflection of our inner world. And so when I work with entrepreneurs, I feel like kind of my philosophy is it's not necessarily one or the other, but I do put a really big focus on the inner work, and that's mainly working with accelerated evolution. But then I also believe it is important to actually practically learn how to run a business. So learning the skills, implementing the systems, the strategies to be effective. But if you don't have, if you haven't done the right inner work, if you haven't done the inner work, then oftentimes we can have the best systems in the world, but we're not going to execute them effectively. Or we can work harder and harder and harder, but we just end up continuing to sabotage. And
it goes back to, you know, energy and form, right? And we are both energy and form in our bodies. We have chronic illness, and we forget that that chronic illness may actually be from energy mismanagement in our cells at a microscopic cellular level. We can't make the energy to run the body that we're living in. And we literally, the body is literally a reflection of the energy core. The difference between a live body and a corpse is energy, right? And we need to regenerate this positive energy on a regular basis to have positive health. And when our energy body budget is off, we get illnesses. And it's interesting when I'm just hearing it, it's almost like the plant medicine is prevention medicine, because you start seeing your inner world and you start changing your vibration from the inside out. And when folks get diseases, their body's breaking down, but the body always ideally wants you to live, right? And so ironically, people who take the disease in their body and use it as a bridge to change their inner world and to change what they do sometimes come out the other side managing a chronic illness or getting rid of a chronic illness. In a sense, the way a plant medicine journey is, right? But you don't choose the disease, you choose the plant medicine journey, right? And both of them are changing your energetic signature from the inside out.
Yeah. And what you said there in terms of how you start with the disease and then like you come out the other side, I mean, that really connects with accelerated evolution as well. One thing I love about it is we literally start with someone's problem. And everybody has some sort of challenges or problems or disharmonies in their life. So we're literally starting with people's problems. And in a very short period of time, 10, 20, 30 minutes, we're able to not only heal and integrate and transcend that, but we're using that problem to guide people to higher states of consciousness.
100%. And on that note, we need to take a break, our last break of the day. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am Dr. Tina Coopersmith, your witchy doctor and coach and change advocate. You are on the Inspired Choices Network. We have with us today Jared Lim, a great coach for businesses. And let's take our last break.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer. This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, everybody. Once again, this is Your Healing Playground. I am Dr. Tina Coopersmith. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. Just want to remind everybody to look up Dr. Tina Plays drtina@drtinaplays.com or reach out at drtina@drtinaplays.com for my free masterclass on the ABCs and CBAs of wellness. We have with us Jared Lim. We're talking about really how to grow business 3.0 and have people in business, on business, with business, growing, preventing illness, living in alignment, really spiritually connecting. And Jared is an amazing coach. He's just so much work in helping people grow businesses and grow themselves, right? So I love what you were saying about AE. And again, AE, for all of us, it's almost like prevention medicine. And I never thought of shamanic medicine before as prevention medicine, right? Because people do it kind of to fix things. But we're trying to, like, coaching and shamanic medicine and, like, even going to a therapist when you're not sick, right, is tending maintenance. You're maintaining the body. You're maintaining the energy. You're maintaining your car that is your machine, that is your body. And your mind is such a big part of your body, right? And so in the last, 4 minutes or so, tell us how you, what your offerings are, how you help people get in their business to be in alignment with their business and to find their, we have about 3 minutes left. So how can people reach you? How do they, what will they get when they reach you?
Sure. Yeah, I have two core business offerings. The first one is business coaching, and that's you can find more information at www.entrepreneurawaken.com. And so that is for a entrepreneur or business executive who's looking for support and taking their business and life to the next level. So as I mentioned before, blending like deep transformational inner work with practical business coaching. And so with that, just to add to a little bit what I said before, typically when I work with someone, it's clearing up all the stuff that's standing in the way, because oftentimes we are the biggest bottleneck to our business. Developing as like a big focus I have is developing entrepreneurs into the leaders they need to be, like the law of the lid, John Maxwell's law of the lids, to continuing to grow that leadership lid so that they can, so the business naturally grows and you attract better people. And then also putting in the systems to allow you to actually run the business effectively. So the business runs with or without you. And through that, making sure you're living a balanced life and creating more freedom and fulfillment at the same time that you're building wealth. So that's the business coaching. And the other offer is through Sacred Ways. So that's www.sacred-ways.com. And that is where we offer an annual Peru pilgrimage. This definitely isn't for everybody. It's definitely not for the faint of heart. It can be challenging, but in my opinion, for the right person, it is, I feel fairly confident it will be one of the most profound experiences of your life. For the right person. And that's where we go to Peru and travel to 5 different sacred ceremonial sites and work at a very high level with a very masterful local shaman with Wachuma, going to those different
that
sites.
That is excellent. I don't mean to cut you off, but sure. I want to make sure people know to look in the show notes so they can find these websites. And again, remember that being in alignment in your life means that you're not going to be stressed out. When you're not stressed out, your body can go to sleep at night. It can heal. And so when your business is aligned, when you are aligned, your body will also be in alignment, right? We need the energetics of our body, which is our emotions and our thoughts, to be in alignment with the structures of how we live our life so that the body stays healthy. Because the body will keep you healthy if given the right energy and the right processes. And it's the balance of structure and freedom, the balance of the masculine and the feminine, the balance of prevention and growth if you do get sick. So, my friends, one more week of learning about healing from a new perspective, healing your business, healing your body, healing your mind. You are listening to Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith.
If you felt something move today, a molecule, a mindset, or your mood, that's healing. Your body listens to your stories, your thoughts, your breath. So speak to yourself with kindness, play with curiosity, and let your nervous system know it's safe to rest. Dr. Tina returns Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, 8 Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Remember, pleasure is a practice and play is your medicine.